Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Unless you're flying somewhere, in which case, maybe not. I'm not reveling that at all. Like that, it stinks. These days, you go to the airport, even before this, Jeffrey, you go to the airport and it's an adventure. You know, you just hope you get where you're going, but there's a good chance your plane is going to, it feels like anyway, going to be waylaid for one reason or another. And that was before the government shutdown led to today a cutback in flights, Jeffrey. 4% today, but that means 815 flights, I think is the number that I saw, will be canceled because they don't want to overly burden your air traffic controllers. And that includes flights in and out of the airport here in Memphis. And so you're not going anywhere, are you?
I'm not.
That's good. But for those of you who are, you know.
I flew a couple of weeks ago. I actually had a good experience.
They did say, I was reading a piece about this, that if you look at the seating chart on the plane if you're headed somewhere, if it's a pretty empty plane, it's more apt to be one of the be a little more worried than if it's a full flight. Obviously, other things will go into it. But I hope that if you're heading somewhere, that you get where you are going. Jeffrey got where he was going last night.
Especially if you're on an empty flight that is a regular route. So, like, if you're on a light flight that goes to Atlanta, where they can easily
get you there. Yeah, you got where you were going last night. Your MUS Owls wrapped up another season. What time did you get back? They played NBA last night. What was the final score?
The final score was 44-14. I got back at 12:45.
Oh, well, commendable for you to be here. And I bet when you, what's the bus ride like?
I usually take my own car.
And do you listen to a podcast? What do you listen to on the way back? So 12:45 in the morning.
Well, when I drive there, I'm doing the show.
Right. I heard you doing the show yesterday.
But when we drive, my eighth grade English teacher, our SID, rides with me.
So you just chat.
Yeah.
You just chat. Chat about the year that it was. This is year nine. You've now wrapped up
year nine
with the Owls. Anyway, thanks for making it here. I did want to update before we get today's program. Charles thought it important that we update the sandwich story, the very
of course
sandwich
yes,
story. No. This is one of the stories that we talked about on Fish on Friday on Tuesday. Sean Dunn is the guy who threw the sub at the ICE. I think it was an ICE agent in D.C. And what happened is that first they tried to indict him, and that was unsuccessful. But then they ended up for felony assault. He was ultimately charged for a misdemeanor assault, which can still have a fairly up to a year in jail. misdemeanor assault. And so there was a jury trial here in the midst of this government shutdown. We had an elaborate jury trial for the sandwich being thrown at this individual. And not guilty. Not guilty. Jury wasn't buying it. They did not find him to be assault. No assault with a deadly weapon. They found the evidence to be substandard. I guess they were able to muster enough of a defense that they, you know, got off. So anyway, they weren't buying it. They weren't buying it. They were not buying it. And there you go. What a waste of taxpayers' money that was. Today on the radio show, we got Jason Smith in the next segment. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. Grizzlies tonight. They got Dallas. And by the way, this may shock you, Jeffrey. Grizzlies favored in this one by 4.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we're expecting a big bounce back week as Jeffrey is going to get us back in the win column as he forecasts the week of college football. How you feeling about the week of college football, Jeffrey?
Lighter card.
Lighter card.
There's not as many games, though, in general. We might have a money line parlay.
So I have a fundamental question I want to ask here in the open segment, which I'll get to in a minute. But I want to talk about a little bit what happened, some of the things that happened last night, because it was interesting. One, sadly, continuing our run of bad news, the women's soccer team lost. Not only did they lose, they lost. Like that was one of the things in amidst this week of misery. One of the things that was the shining silver lining was Memphis women's soccer, right? And they had a 3-1 lead with 5 minutes left, and ended up losing on PKs in the semifinals to UTSA.
That's tough, but it's a conference tournament.
Well, last year, the conference tournament loss, they did not go on to the NCAAs. This year, there's a general feeling that they will. So, live to fight another day. I do think it highlights that, it highlights, honestly, one of the struggles that Memphis basketball has, right? You can have a magical season, but if you don't set yourself up for an at-large, then anything can happen. Anything that happened. You can be up 3-1 with 5 minutes to play in a soccer game.
You can be up 17 on Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can be up 17 in Texas. So anyway, that was dramatic. Then in the meantime, you and I yesterday said we would like UTSA in football to knock off USF.
Uh-huh.
Because why? We believe USF is kind of terrifying, honestly, right? Like if you're a Memphis fan, the team you do not want to see in the conference championship game, if you were to get to the conference championship game, is USF. And that was our position yesterday, Jeffrey. Did anything change after you watch USF rout UTSA? And you probably didn't watch that closely because you had other matters that you had to attend to. But the final was 55-23.
Nothing changed. I suppose if I'm wrong about tonight, maybe I could feel a certain way. But if I'm also wrong about tonight, it might be a non-issue.
What do you mean? If you're wrong about tonight, you can feel a certain... What do you mean?
Like, to me, the two best teams in the league are Memphis and USF. And I think Tulane is a good team, but I think they're, like, closer to North Texas than they are to USF. But I could be wrong. Like, that's why we play football.
It was a weird game. There was a pick six. I mean, USF had this game well under control before they ever had an offensive series with a pick six, a fumble recovery. It was one thing after another. And then they when they finally go on offense, it's touchdown, 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 touchdown. I think field goal touchdown. They were absolutely a wagon, beating UTSA. And then Golish, the head coach, in the post game, do you see this? He goes off about Jeff Traylor.
What was his contention this time?
Here's the truth. I find him to be insufferable.
Golish or Traylor?
Golish.
Because I think I would.
You think Traylor's insufferable?
They can both be insufferable.
I mean, after the Memphis, it was lecturing the Memphis fans about booing the injuries. Like this time,
I'll say this: both of them are a lot.
This time it was, and we could have played you the audio, but I decided to spare you. This time he went on and on because evidently, and I didn't hear what Jeff Traylor had said about it, but he had said something about. It was the same thing that he said about Memphis, about buying the roster, right? And so Golish goes on this elaborate, I just want to say something. Got all the respect in the world for Jeff Traylor. Really loved the program that he's built.
Get to the butt.
Yeah. But I understand that you want to make sure you have enough resources for your program. But don't disrespect our program by saying that we're buying players, and because what we recruit hard, and then we develop players and we pour into players, and even with the resource, he said there's a lot of coffees and a lot of lunches and a lot of dinners that go into that resource. Basically, Jeff Traylor once again was bemoaning his lack of resources and must have mentioned USF in that same context, and Golish was elaborately offended because he thinks it's disrespecting his program. He mostly just looks self-important when he's saying this stuff, though, honestly. But he does have a hell of a football program. He has done a hell of a job building it, and I do not want to see them again in the championship game. So that happened. Women's soccer happened. And then, Jeffrey, and I knew this all along, Tony's innocent.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Tony's. I knew it. I knew there was no way Tony was guilty of what he was charged. But after he was released from the Huskow, they released a statement. And I have to think the way this statement sounds, it sounds like Tony just said it and they just wrote it down. I mean, it's so authentic. I want to be very clear. I was not in possession of, nor was I aware of, the illegal drugs found in the vehicle that belonged to the driver. I have never used cocaine or methamphetamine, and those substances do not reflect who I am or my values. What do you think?
Yeah, that's like you said, it's just like Tony, you can just see him saying exactly.
It. Exactly. Like this one, yeah. here you go, ready? Even more so, like this one, ready? I understand the optics of this situation are not favorable. I mean, that sounds like Tony Allen.
Absolutely.
Doesn't it?
That's exactly how he talks.
I understand the optics of this situation are not favorable. I'm cooperating fully with the legal process, and I'm confident the facts will speak for themselves. I ask for patience and understanding as this matter is resolved. Here's the thing. I think he also said that he was being driven to a speaking event in Arkansas, right? And that this was you. This guy's the driver. I do think, and I'm clear here. I'm in the tank for Tony.
Yes,
I'm Team Tony.
Okay? You see, this is not changing your stance.
This is I was yesterday, and I am today, and I am glad that he is. And I do believe he's going to get off.
Crazy.
In the end, it's totally reasonable to say.
Listen, Chris Carter once upon a time took, I mean, he basically lost his TV job for it, but he was telling the truth. Always have a fall guy.
It is totally credible to me.
Shohei Ohtani.
Totally credible to me that Tony was being driven somewhere
mm-hmm.
and didn't know that scallywag driver had coke on him.
Yeah.
That is what that is, in fact, totally credible to me. And even if it's not credible to you, it's certainly a good story to tell the jury.
Yeah.
Right?
The point is, I can believe what I do or not. But the reality is, if one person's saying it wasn't and the other one is agreeing, like
then, one person saying it was mine, the
I wasn't
other person
there.
Saying it was his. And what's the jury going to say? No,
I wasn't there. You weren't there. The jury wasn't there.
Free Tony.
Well, it sounds like he is free.
He is free, happily. I mean, metaphor in a larger sense. Mm-hmm. I don't want this cloud. It's different than the cloud of marijuana. I don't want this cloud hanging over his head. And so that amidst all the bad news with the Memphis Tiger women losing, with USF winning, we did have the good news, which I suspected all along that Tony was innocent. We also had a wild group of I was besieged by texts yesterday saying, is this real? The Ryan Silverfield, did you see these? Ryan Silverfield evidently was going to be meeting with his team last night at 7 p.m. to tell him that he was taking the Arkansas job.
So I've not seen any of this.
Oh, yeah, because you're not on Twitter.
Correct. And I was.
You're not on Twitter.
Yes.
It was all over Twitter. Fake accounts.
Galore.
Fake accounts galore last night. I don't know why last night of all nights.
We have to first start with, is this a Tulane inside job?
Oh.
Just trying to sow dissension before a massive game.
Well, it is interesting because
This is some real SEC stuff.
The Kalshi College Football account, the actual Kalshi. Kalshi is this, what do you call it?
Predictive markets.
Predictive markets site. I mean, they got a lot of followers, right?
Yes.
They tweeted breaking: Arkansas and Ryan Silverfield are finalizing a deal for him to become the school's next head coach. He will continue to coach Memphis throughout the rest of the season. That was Kalshi College Football. And on their markets immediately after that, he is now on Kalshi, the overwhelming favorite to be he's 51%. Gus Malzahn is 12% to be the next head coach at the University of Arkansas. So I don't know why this popped up yesterday. It could honestly be Tulane trying to create a smokescreen.
Oh, yeah.
I could believe that. What do you think the actual chances are of Ryan Silverfield being the next Arkansas head coach? It's not going to be Rhett Lashley. We know that. Oh, by the way, Wisconsin's not going to be making a change. We learned that yesterday.
Well, so long as the AD. I mean, in the end, McIntosh and Fickell are tied together. Like, it's many people are
so McIntosh puts out a statement saying that Fickell's going to be back, but you're saying that
that's true
unless they lop off both their heads?
Correct. And the season's not over yet.
But okay, back to Silverfield and Arkansas.
I mean, another possibility that I'd heard was Kane Womack, who I believe Kane's an alum. I think Kane played there because his dad coached there, and Kane obviously had been the head coach at South Alabama, and now he's the defensive coordinator. Like, I'd heard that possibility. But, I mean, Ryan makes as much sense as anyone that I've seen on the candidate list. Yeah, he played at Arkansas.
He's Indiana's?
So he was at Indiana with Kalen DeBoer. So when Kalen was the offensive coordinator, Kane was the defensive coordinator under Tom Allen. Then Kalen goes to Fresno, and then Kane from Indiana got the South Alabama job. And then when DeBoer got the Alabama gig, he's like, hey, can I give you more money and come be my defensive coordinator instead of a head coach?
But it seems reasonable, doesn't it? And it was interesting. Like Ed Scott, again, he was on with Jason 2 days ago now, and he was upfront about it. He said, "Listen, if someone comes who can offer him, a whole lot more money than we can, I'll hug him and wish him well." And so there you go. Meanwhile, Tulane is trying to sow division here as tonight's game looms. All right, and then the Grizz play tonight. So here's the question that I had, Jeffrey. Here's the larger question that I had that I wanted to ask. We have three massive games this weekend, or three big games this weekend, or three significant games this weekend by the three programs we follow most closely. And I'm going to, by the way, exclude Oklahoma City and the Grizzlies on Sunday.
That's very kind.
We're just going to
ignore. It's very kind.
Okay?
Well, it's not a cup game.
That's exactly right. It's not a cup game. Yeah. So we're just going to ignore
that. It's totally the only reason.
And we're going to say, of these three games, Memphis football tonight against Tulane, the Memphis Grizzlies tonight against the Mavs, and then we got the opener for the Memphis Tigers tomorrow, right, against a basketball team.
USF.
San Francisco, USF. Of those three, you can guarantee one win.
Oh boy. Okay.
Now, by the way, we're going to look at this game. We're going to look at this differently. By guaranteeing a win, you are not saying that the other two will lose.
Right.
You're just, for the purposes of this exercise, you're just leaving them to their own devices. Okay, you're going to guarantee a win, and then you're going to leave the. It's possible the other two could win too under this framework that I'm giving you right now. But you get to guarantee a win.
I think I'm going football, and this would be my reasoning. I think we all agree tonight the Tigers, in terms of the games of most importance, it's clearly the most significant. But I think I would also argue this with the Grizzlies tonight. We all, I think, agree. Vibes wise, they need a win. Like, they just need a win, a good feeling.
Well, you can argue just in terms of the importance of these three, they are, but Memphis football's do or die for massive stakes. I don't think anyone can disagree that that is the most important of the three games, right?
Yes.
It just is. The other two you can recover from easily. I mean, you may not be able to because the teams may stink. They may not have in them to recover, but in terms of this game does nothing to doom you, the other two, the games do nothing to doom you if you were to lose them. If Memphis were to lose this game, it dooms them tonight. It is easily the most important, right?
Yes.
But weirdly enough, the other two games for where they fall on the schedule are kind of shockingly important.
Okay, so this would be my only argument. My argument against the Grizzlies tonight, even though I hope everybody goes down there. I'm not saying I don't hope they win. I want to be very clear. My argument would be, even if you got the good vibes of tonight and a win, Sunday can you just be right back to where you were?
I think Sunday you can chalk it up as Oklahoma City.
I know, but like that's just not how the players work.
No, and it's still no fun to watch. Like, it's no fun. Like, it was no. I mean, the truth of the matter is, we knew going into the playoffs it was going to be ugly, and yet it still was demoralizing.
That's why I thought the Golden State play-in game hurt even more because you knew on the other side of it was.
So you're saying it's not that important because they're going to be devastated anyway. It is important.
It's
okay, which is more important?
My point is, it's brief respite.
Here we go. We're going to guarantee that win. Okay, now.
You're guaranteeing my football win, or you're guaranteeing?
I'm guaranteeing you the football.
Okay.
We're putting it over there.
All right.
I'm a generous guy. I'm going to guarantee you one more win.
Oh, I'm 1,000% taking Grizzlies.
Don't you think Memphis Tiger basketball losing this opener to USF, given the alarms that we've heard from Penny and everything else, it would be kind of significant?
Okay. I'm not saying that we're not splitting here between like good and great. We're split. Has anyone been paying attention to the vibes with the Grizzlies? Are you telling me those vibes are somehow better than the Tiger vibes?
Okay, so tonight's game easily the most important because it's do or die.
Yes.
And then of the other two, they're both, honestly, the reason they are important is vibes, really, as much as anything. Because whatever, the seasons are long, Now, the Memphis Tiger basketball season is less long, and every game in the end does count. Like, it counts against you at the end for a team that has NCAA tournament aspirations. So it's not saying it doesn't matter, but it matters. The reason that we think it looms so large is these are both vibes games, really. We don't want the bad vibes to continue for the Grizzlies, and we don't want the bad vibes that we're starting to feel for the Memphis Tiger basketball team to be borne out, right, to become reality. And so both vibes games, but you say the vibes are so much worse for the Grizzlies right now that that is the next most important win.
Yes, and if the Grizzlies don't get a win here, I mean, what? We could be talking about realistically like a 10-game losing streak.
And then Drew made the point that then you get blasted by Oklahoma City, and then you go to these major markets where... I mean, think about it. Like, New York is where Jaren and Jack kind of announced themselves once upon a time. And now they go back, head between their, you know, tail between their legs, whatever, head between whatever, moping back, slinking back, getting destroyed.
Well, on top of that, like, you think the New York people are going to be talking?
No, that's what I mean. They're the toughest, one of the toughest media markets in the, they might ask a bait question.
I think they might ask a couple of tough ones.
They might have a bait question there. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not, obviously NBA, whatever can happen, but if you were to lose tonight, that would be five. Oklahoma City, you're going to be an underdog. At New York, you're an underdog. At Boston, you're an underdog.
That's eight.
At Cleveland, you're an underdog.
That's nine.
At San Antonio, you're an underdog.
That's
ten. By the way, that game's on NBC.
That's 10 straight losses.
On NBC.
Again, we're not penciling in. We're not
right.
saying they're
good. But I'm saying, like,
what's after that?
Then after that, you get the Kings at home.
Okay. But you could, if you don't win tonight, you could easily and will probably get to double-digit losses.
Yes. That's my reasoning.
Okay, separate question. On this one, I will give you $100. You just have to tell me one of these teams that will win. Where are you putting your $100? You, one of the three Memphis teams is going to win one of these three games. Maybe they all will win.
Yeah.
Right. But you get to bet. It's a survivor kind of bet. You get to bet on one winning. What's the surest? How would you rank those? Who are you most confident?
I mean, we're going to be doing it at 10:30. Tiger football.
Of the three games, you are more confident in Tiger football beating Tulane than you are the Grizzlies beating the Mavs or the Tigers beating USF.
Yes. And I think it's also likely that it could be the smallest point spread.
What is the point spread?
So right now it's four. I think the Grizzlies, would you say, are four and a half?
Four and a half, unless I look.
And then I think Tiger basketball tomorrow probably will be, I think KenPom's showing around eight, and usually the spread's close to that, especially early.
If you had to pick all three games, you would pick the good guys winning all three?
Yeah, I think I would.
I think I would, too. Maybe that's what will happen.
I mean,
maybe the vibes will flip.
This would be nice.
We could be looking at
it would be nice to have a walking on sunshine Monday.
Well, I mean, we're still going to have Oklahoma City.
No, we said that game doesn't count.
Oh, that's true. It's not going to happen.
It's not part of the considered, yes.
The game does not
correct
exist. So, we could have a walking on sunshine Monday as we contemplate this. It is really kind of remarkable to be here we are and facing this weekend that feels really significant for all three programs. And 100% is incredibly significant for Memphis football. That game's at 8 o'clock kickoff at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And it feels like there might be some rain later in the afternoon, but it looks like it will have cleared up by then, so it should be fine. I will be there for that one. Although, I'll be honest, Cooper Flagg versus Cedric Coward, that's kind of fun, too.
Absolutely.
That's kind of fun, too. So,
will Cedric be in the lineup tonight? Like, starting lineup?
He'll be in the lineup. Will he be in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
All right. We have all of that to look forward to. Last night, we also had, by the way, Denver continuing to look exactly like Denver with, it's just incredible, with a 10-7 win over the Raiders.
So I only caught the second half of this, but I think I got the vibe
based
on the second half.
Here's the truth. Denver's defense is legit. Like, their defense is really good, and they had six sacks last night, and it was an ugly game. But they – and then you just find it impossible to believe in a team with the offense that looks like their offense. Bo Nix, I think it was 57% of his passes last night, two picks. Like, you just don't they now they feel a little bit like – like I would feel about the Steelers last year.
No, you know what feel like? You know what? I've decided this. Back when I had Twitter.
Back when I had Twitter.
I said it after the Giants game with the comeback. Bo Nix is just the new Tim Tebow. Like, I think he actually probably stinks, but there's something about you give him the ball in the fourth quarter, and then you're just like, I think we're going to lose. I don't know why. He's been horrible. Like, he can't make throws, but there's just something about it. It's like...
You're only allowing Tebow to be Tebow unless because the defense is so good.
Correct. And that's what they did. I mean, they won a playoff game with him.
The Bills and Flutie were a little bit like that. Like, Flutie was never really good for the Bills, but the defense was good.
Yes.
And he could do just enough to eke out just enough. So there was that, too. We did also get the news, the story that we talked about yesterday at the beginning of the show, the tragic story involving Marshawn Nealand, the Cowboys defensive lineman who died. That we got that news immediately before yesterday's show, and then we got a cause of death, and it's just
awful. Like, I what else is there to say other than it's just awful?
Well, you know, he was in a pursuit. I never knew. Did you see a story that explained why he was being pursued?
So I think based on the TMZ story that I read, is his girlfriend called his agent and said, hey, he's had an episode and I think he's got a gun. And then
that's why they were pursuing.
Correct. Him. I think it was actually a wellness check. I don't think this was and then he eventually wrecks the car, takes off on foot, and they find him in the porta potty. I mean, it's just awful. 24 years old.
And it's funny. You look, I mean, a lot of times when someone dies, people say nice things about them, right? Even if those things were stretching the truth, right? That's what kind of happens when people die. But there were enough things that were said that were consistent about a wonderful guy he has been over the course of his life at Western Michigan. And then honestly, you just look at the bio. He's not. Some of these guys, they jump from place to place to place. They've been to three schools. They've been kicked out. They've had previous issues. They whatever else. And then it ends like this. And you're like, man, that's a guy who's been there. There was none of that with him. Like he went to Western Michigan. He was evidently a leader and a whatever at Western Michigan. The Cowboys loved him. But mental health is real, man. Like it is real. And just devastating for everybody involved. And certainly, for the Cowboys and most of all, for his girlfriend and family. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We will talk to Jason Smith on the other side. Then we got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then Jeffrey's going to go through he's going to make me rich today. Today is going to be a bounce back week. It's going to be a lighter card. That means that each pick will be handcrafted and hand selected the way you can when you have a smaller card. So expect big things.
Just like an engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Just like an engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Jeff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larder, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason Smith, and well, usually with John. Jason, John every day from 11 to 2. John is down at Disney still, and indeed, John's wife, Sam, it's her birthday today. So if you happen to, you know, be around her on social media, make sure you say happy birthday to Sam. But Jason joins me now. Jason, so we were talking about this earlier. I'm excluding the Oklahoma City game for obvious reasons, but there are three other big games this weekend. Memphis versus Tulane tonight. We got the Grizzlies versus Dallas tonight. And then we got the Memphis Tigers versus USF tomorrow. All three for different reasons, big games. It's pretty clear if you could guarantee one win on behalf of the home folks, it would be tonight, right?
Yes, because I'm going. I literally just purchased my tickets as Jeffrey was calling me to connect me with you. I've got three. I'm in section 115. I've been struggling all morning to get these tickets. I bought them. You know, Jeff, I want to support my alma mater.
So struggling, why? Okay. Struggling?
Well, to get three. Because, again, you have to – what I couldn't figure out as an old man is you have to continue to add the seats. I thought you could pick them. I'm trying to buy three together.
Yeah.
And I was and I could only get it to give me one. And I was ready to come on and blast the whole thing as an antiquated system and say, man, y'all got to make this where 49-year-olds can figure it out. But I finally did. It was on me. It's not on them. Their system is fine. And we bought them directly from Go Tigers Go. So can I get a round of applause, Jeffrey?
Yeah, that's, give I want, a round I want of applause. Where is section 115?
It's for Ryan Silverfield. Section 115, I think, is right there. You know, it's off in the corner. I'm in an end zone. And that's why I got such a good deal on these.
How much?
They're like $38.75, I think, is what I paid a piece.
$38.75.
Remember, what do we always say about the bank, about Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium?
There's no bad seats.
Great
sight lines everywhere.
So your boy was looking for best available deal, and I think I got me three good ones in 115. Should see the Tigers run on. Who's leading us out tonight? That's one thing I haven't paid. It was Ike. It was Reverend Isaac Bruce when we beat South Florida. This is a big one. Does anybody know?
Jeffrey can. We'll get Jeffrey right on that. Last time you went to a game, Jason, was
SMU 2023. I believe we took Les Smith on a visit from Belize. Took his granddaughter, my son, his grandson, and we lost. It was Seth Hennigan. He played through injury. It killed my soul, and have not been back since. And so, listen, Ryan.
Have they lost at home since then? I lose track. This is the kind of thing that other people
lost at home.
In other words, were you at their last home loss? Were you at their last home loss?
That's a good question. Ryan's been so good at home since. You're right. I mean, that may very well be their last home loss.
This would be a bad sign if you're. I mean, I know that
don't try to pin that on me.
I know that Ed was on your show saying everyone's got to stand up. I thought
that's what got me buying these tickets. Yeah. I'm ready to stand up in my all black.
Are you going to wear all black?
Yeah, I'm part of the black. I'm going as a fan, Jeff. I'm going for my alma mater.
Yeah.
This is for Ryan. More importantly, this is for those men, those young men. He has kept together after that. What are we talking about here? I still don't understand how you lost to UAB when you beat the richest team in the league the next week. Have you seen these athletic stories? That's what Golish and all these guys are talking about. South Florida, the Athletic reported, is, you know, their roster is between 8 and 10 million. And it said that Memphis and Tulane are right behind. But point being, you beat that team. And so, yeah, man, I'm excited after that South Florida win to see the way Ryan Simfield held this thing together. Very professional win down at Rice. Excited to see a win tonight in person.
Well, is indeed the last loss.
Oh, Jason, I hate to say this. There's a lot of pressure on you, man.
What was the score?
There's a lot of pressure on you.
38-34.
I remember, I think some criticism of Seth that next week. And I just remember having been there that for me, it wasn't about Seth at all, who had like played through injury, if I'm not mistaken. That defense didn't get the stops when it needed. And so in that game, it ripped our hearts out. It was Chris's first game. I want to tell you, that one was – did we have all black at that game too?
This is lining up badly, Jason.
Well, listen, there was no vibes that year, brother. That was not – I mean, there was nothing. Okay. I can't remember what was at stake. This thing's going to be packed out. You can tell how excited I am.
Well, it was interesting.
I'm just going to be one of you tonight.
I think it's great you're going. And I thought it was nice. It felt to me like, honestly – you know, Ed Scott doesn't appear on every radio show every week, right? He is selective about when and where he appears. And it felt to me like the reason he wanted to be on y'all's show this week was he wanted to say what he said, which is when he got the job, he said there would be a time that he would ask people to stand up. And this is that time. And I liked when he said, listen, y'all complain about, you know, meaningful games and complain about the quality of the competition. Well, here we're giving you a game. They win four. They're going to the playoff. They're playing a team that's close to the rival. He said, if you don't come to this one, don't be complaining to me about the, I thought he was kind of throwing down the gauntlet. I was impressed.
No, listen, Ed's what we like about him is how transparent he is. It's a little, you know, it is. It's different than Laird Veach or Tom Bowen in the sense that he'll sort of lay it out for you when he does. And he did that on Pac-12. He's sort of done it since he's gotten the job as much as he can. But I think in a more transparent way than his than previous athletic directors here, we appreciate that. And listen, if you're going to be, you know, this transparent, and I'll get to the point because I think you're right. But okay, Ed said, hey, I'm coming on when I got something to say. He's very efficient to the point that you're making with it when he decides, picks, and chooses his spots. You know, very efficient in picking them because you're going to get an Ed Scott that lays it out for you. And he did. He said, this is the time that I said when I got the job that I'd call on you guys. And here we are. So, it was an opportune time to come out as well. I mean, you got Ryan Silverfield to set this thing back up. You know, you're coming off of what you were just on ESPN in the 12-team college football playoff bracket is the pick right now out of the group of five. And so you got that going on at the time. And I it was awful to see it yesterday, especially blowing the lead. But women's soccer, number three in the country, and they've still got the NCAA tournament in front of them, maybe just not a higher seed. And Penny Hardaway about to start up. So it was a good time to come out. And, I'll take a guy that picks his spots, particularly when you get him, he's laying it out for you. He's super transparent. And Jeff, you said it. He even talked about the Ryan Silverfield thing. And the reality is that whether it's in Arkansas or maybe a Missouri, if Eli gets another job, because you've got Laird Veach there, and Laird Veach did give Ryan Silverfield the contract that he's on now, that, hey, if it's going to be too much, that's the reality. For me to keep Ryan Silverfield, then you better believe I'm going to be ready to go get the next guy. And so,
did that sound like to you? I mean, he said, I thought he handled it perfectly, said the things he had to say, which is, you know, I was trying to decide if I thought it sounded like a guy who knows that Ryan's gone at the end of the year one way or another. Is that what it sounded like to you or not?
Can you know? If he loses any of these and doesn't go to his first conference title game, is there going to be interest? Sure. But I've asked folks this, you know, I think I asked Bonner a version of this question, Jessica Benson a version of this question. If he doesn't have this checked off in his tenure, how excited is that going to get a P4 fan base, right? Ryan Silverfield's won a lot of games, and he beat South Florida at number 18. South Florida was the best thing in Group of Five at the time that he beat him, you know, according to the rankings. He's great in bowl games, but he hasn't even been to a conference title game. And so I just wonder if Ed Scott could know that this is going to happen, because again, you are certainly still in the spot. And frankly, we're talking about how big an opportunity this is. You got to keep it. You got to not just win tonight. Hell, it's big in Greenville next week against ECU, against the number one defense in the American, just because if you lose, you're out of this position and probably out of it for good. Sure, maybe some help, you know, a ton of help can still get you there, but ain't nobody can bank it on that. And that's because you lost that UAB game. That's the second worst loss in college football this year. That's the other part about this. And so, you know, I don't know, back to the point, as good as I feel for Ryan, as much as I want to see him get the job, I think Ryan getting the job, sure, it's good for him individually. It's great for the program because it points to, again, success. For all those reasons, yeah, I'm rooting for him, but let's not be – there's still a lot on the resume right now that you say, okay, well, he's got to check this off. And so in terms of getting it, before I'd say I'm ready to sell him to my Missouri fan base or my Arkansas fan base, and it's going to get people excited and roll in here with donations and money. Listen, Ryan, here's the other part. Ryan's done well with the money he's gotten. Like, he's got so much in terms of attractiveness. Let me go to the other side just so we keep it accurate and fair here. Look what he does with the money that Memphis has given him with the investment level. Look at the quality of team he has. Jeff Traylor's telling you that South Florida is the most expensive roster in the American, and Athletic is backing him up with three sources, between $8 and $10 million, they're saying, and saying that Memphis and Tulane are right under. We've always kind of said that Memphis is at the top. Ed said that. Sounds like you're close. But you might not even have the most. Point being, Ryan's been efficient with the money. He's been good with the money. You beat the most expensive team. Like, that's what you want to see if you're an athletic director and you're going to be giving Ryan all this money and saying, go buy me a roster. So it's all there to be had for him. And so that, but again, back to your point, if you're Ed Scott, you can't know that Ryan Silverfield's going to be out of here. You have a pretty good inclination that things are looking good, but I don't think you know.
Let me ask that to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, do you think that Ryan, in terms of getting the next job, we know this is for Memphis to go to the playoff tonight is do or die. For Ryan to get a job at an Arkansas or Missouri or whatever, is this do or die, or have people already made up their minds about this? What do you think? What's your guess?
I would actually argue he's more likely to get another job if he loses.
Because of the timing.
Correct.
But he can't lose all three. He can't.
Right.
You think if he let's say he were to win tonight, the best thing for Ryan getting a job, you think, would be to win tonight to then beat East Carolina and then lose to Navy?
Or to lose in the championship game, maybe?
That might be the best. Losing in the championship game might be best. What do you make of that? Like, it is interesting, the timing thing. You don't, in some ways, you don't want him to go in the playoff. You want him to lose in the championship. If he wants another job, what he should want to do is to lose in the championship game. Jason, thoughts?
I'm baffled by that. I suppose that's a way you could argue it. I wouldn't subscribe to that.
Right. It's interesting.
That's an interesting argument. It really is.
Well, you can't be belly flopping down the stretch and still get a job, to your point. What's your confidence, Jason, in terms of that tonight's game against Tulane, tonight's game against the Mavs, and tomorrow's game, debut game for Penny's Tigers? What's your level of confidence in a clean sweep for Memphis?
Well, it's not very high on a clean sweep. That's interesting. Again, these are the interesting things you guys are throwing at me. I mean, I'm confident about tonight, obviously. Well, Tulane's got a bad, as Jeffrey has pointed out all year long, Tulane's got a bad run defense. They do get a big guy back in Sam Howard, that linebacker that could make it a little bit better for them, but they're 10th overall in defense in the American. I feel good about that one. I feel good about the Grizzlies in the sense that, man, if you don't get this one, this losing streak could really extend with what's coming up. You figure the urgency level's got to be high. I mean, you've already lost four in a row. It's been a just straight downward spiral since the second half of the Lakers game, and you've got to pull out of it. And this Dallas team, that's, you know, it represents an opportunity that's still trying to figure it out. What's the word on Anthony Davis? I think I saw out, or maybe no, I saw day to day. We're maybe still awaiting that word. But you have to get this one with what's coming up, and so. I don't know, confidence level high, but I'm not sure. Let's be real. They've been a mess. They're in the low 20s in just about every statistical category, offense and defense, three-point shooting. And so figuring that out, I don't know, is Ja going to have his joy back? You know, that's a big part of that. And then back to, you know, Penny, not sure what to expect. That San Francisco team, it beat Santa Clara, I think it was, rolled them. But we have no idea, and he's concerned. And so confidence that will sweep them all, not very high, but I'll take a 2-1. And more importantly, just give me the one tonight. That's the one that's the most important. That's the one that keeps you headed for the biggest thing in terms of the college football playoff. And let's keep the vibes good. No losing in the conference title game, Jeffrey. I don't even like that. That scenario is just throwing my day for a loop.
What's your strategy tonight? Game's at 8. What time are you going to leave for the game? And are you going to buy like a turkey leg once you get there? What's your approach to, you know, food and drink at the stadium? Or do you eat before and drink before you go?
It's been so long. It's been so long since 2023, right? I have no idea. I've got to get, you know, parking and everything else on a game like this. You know, it will be interesting because you are going against Grizzlies. You are going against some
high school football.
I think we've got some high school football in town. Yeah, I know a lot of teams are traveling, but we've got some here. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of crowd. But I'm imagining we'll have to go early. My kid gets out of basketball practice with his teammate that I'm taking at 5:30. And so I pick those guys up. I figure we'll come home, come here, get blacked out, put the you know, the eye black on and all that stuff and get on out there. Probably not long after. Head out there about 6:30 or so. I'm gonna try to get early so we can get parked and get up in
the scene. All right.
They're gonna get all of me, Jeff. I'm going all in tonight.
Good on you. All right.
I'm total fan.
Glad to hear, Jason. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Take care, man. Yep. Have a good weekend.
It was great to hear again Ed Scott on with Jason earlier this week. Do you consider it a bad omen that their last loss was the last time that Jason was in attendance? Or do you not believe in that?
I need to know if they. I'm trying to look up if the SMU game was a blackout. That was an 11:30 game.
Couldn't have been a blackout then. You don't blackout for 11:30 game, do you? It was an
11:30
Saturday game. It was an 11:30 Saturday game. Probably not a
blackout. Looks like they're wearing black jerseys.
No.
Oh, boy.
No! No!
Oh, boy. Yep. They were in black jerseys.
That's not hopeful.
We got to overcome the odds.
In the end,
I really wish I would not have already bet Memphis.
Yeah, you have already wagered.
Yes,
you've already wagered on behalf of. By the way, tonight's game, the Musa Cisse is coming in with the Dallas Mavs. How about that? That's good. And
so I'm seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing that. Currently, Davis is listed as a game time decision. So right now, they have
just don't play. Just sit this one out.
There's a long season ahead.
It's a long season ahead. We do not need it. The W looms large. Jeffrey has predicted 10 straight losses if they lose tonight.
That's not true. You did.
And by the way, the other thing that's happened, this wasn't good. The Suns are winning.
Yeah, no, that's not great either.
The Suns are winning. Well, they're 4-5, but still, that's better than. And last night they beat the Clippers, and so that's not good either. We'll talk about all of this with Chris Arrington when we return. I appreciate having Jason, and I do think it's good that he's manning up and buying tickets and going out there and taking his kid, and I'm going to assume that he's not going to curse the enterprise. Again,
but at least I have a scapegoat,
Chris. We will have a good reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
If they do happen,
the great ones always look in the mirror and blame someone else.
If you're feeling poorly, get yourself to Pro Health. I've told you about the testosterone replacement. I've told you about their weight loss shot. It's a shot, ladies and gentlemen, that curbs your appetite. What better way to lose weight than to have a shot that curbs your appetite? You don't have to say I'm hungry, but I'm not going to eat that. No, you're just not hungry. You're just not hungry. Or maybe you eat one piece of pizza, like normally you'd eat 7, and you're like, you know what? I'm kind of full now. It curbs your appetite, helps you lose weight. But the other thing is, ProHealth, you're wondering where to go if you're feeling poorly during this flu, sinus, whatever, all that stuff, strep season. ProHealth will got you there, too. You don't have to wait all day in a waiting room. They'll get you in and out fast. Most visits take under 30 minutes. You walk in, you get treated. You get back to life. It's what healthcare should feel like. Fast, easy, and back to your life. It's ProHealth. They've got an office in Germantown, another in Collierville, another in Bartlett, another in Arlington, and 2 in East Memphis. ProHealthMemphis.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.